All right, back on the Young Turks. It's time for another Power Mountain dropping. Johnny Pie has gone off to eat more pies. Grace Baldridge joins us, star of Pop Trigger and Murder with Friends. Huge star.
And apparently not of like eating pie. I don't know. Like, I always would love a cool nickname like that. I eat so many chips and you guys never notice. Like Gracie Chips, like let's get it started.
No, now that you made me think about it, it is a bit of a crime that I have not given you a nickname.
Yeah, I actually
it could in fact be a series on Murder with Friends.
Well, I actually heard in the comments in the live show that someone was calling me the Angel of Death as a compliment.
Mm. Oh,
sure, my parents real proud.
No.
So that's Gabriel, right?
Yeah.
Archangel Gabriel, I think, is the angel of death.
I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll
I think
have to look
Lucifer, because he was an angel, right? And he fell from
heaven. Well, no, he's just Lucifer.
He's just
I'm a
Satan.
Bad Christian.
Yeah.
Chippy?
Sure.
Chippy?
Chippy.
Why Chippy?
Because she I eat
chips.
All the chips and no one notices.
No, that's not working. No, the obvious one is Amazing Race, but it's kind of a layup. So I.
Yeah, and if we're being honest, it's pretty much like mediocre, nice every once in a while Grace.
A grace to the bottom.
By the way, Jack, you're not going to disagree with me.
The Grace Wars.
You know what's good? The chicken pot pies at Marie Callender's and the regular pies at Marie Callender's.
Oh, okay. No.
A double pie.
I will not
it's
have
a double
it.
Pie meal.
Okay, let me read some tweets about the last hour. Daryl says the Republicans didn't want Obama interfering with the Justice Department when Hillary was under investigation, but it's okay for Trump. Another excellent point. When they're like, don't you dare interfere with Comey. He's looking into Hillary.
Yeah,
now Trump's like, come on, I want to interfere. Why won't they let me interfere with the Justice Department?
And Fast and Furious, all those fake little scandals that they had. How many times did Obama interfere with the Justice? Never.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't do it. Yeah.
And Douchey McDickbag writes in, see, now that's a nickname.
Yep.
Make money off shoes and iPhones. Stop privatizing the things that are necessary to live. Couldn't agree more with Douchey. And the members of the day are William Johnson and Allison Daniels. Thank you guys for being members. And if you go to tytnetwork.com/join to become a member, you will also get Murder with Friends.
We have such a lovely international community. Many of those people international in the sense that their parents were born somewhere else and they grew up here, they came here. So I'm certain William Johnson and Allison Daniels seems like wrong. Seems like, yeah. I'm like, no, you misread
they
that.
Seem like made up names.
Yeah, made up names. That's not,
Allison Daniels.
We ran out of members. We're like, John Johnson. No, that's too much.
It's okay. Grace Galdridge, member of the day.
And Cenk Weiger.
Weiger, yeah.
Anyway.
All right, go ahead, Chippy.
All right, hold. Before we go to that, justicedemocrats.com/Allison. Let's see where we are. 96,000.
Wow. Basically 97. You could make, with some work, you could get to 100,000. It's unlikely, but you can make it.
Oh, did you just say unlikely? No one believes in us.
No, nobody believes in us. No, I don't believe we'll make it. I don't think anybody believes we'll make it.
Okay, let's see if we can get a real challenge to Feinstein. 100,000 would be a great landmark in one day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Chippy.
All right, hour two, sure, let's get that to stick. Twitter has confirmed that President Trump's Twitter was deactivated for 11 minutes on November 2nd due to the actions taken by an employee on their last day of work. This has led to some security concerns about the platform being raised. Now, for their part, Twitter has responded. They released a statement saying, in part, update, we have implemented safeguards to prevent this from happening again. We won't be able to share all details about our internal investigation or updates to our security measures, but we take this seriously and our teams are on it. Now, President Trump seemed pretty unconcerned about his account temporarily being deactivated. He tweeted on November 3rd, my Twitter account was taken down for 11 minutes by a rogue employee. I guess the word must finally be getting out and having an impact. This has led to a big debate going on online about the security of Twitter and whether this is an act of celebration that his account was taken down or this is some serious concern. Some people are saying this was criminal behavior. One Twitter user said, dear Twitter employee who shut down Trump's Twitter, you made America feel better for 11 minutes. DM me and I will buy you a Pizza Hut pizza. And then another Twitter user.
That's
Congressman Tedlow.
And then another Twitter user said, this is not amusing. The employee committed a treasonous act. And before I get a response,
treasonous.
Before I get a response from the panel, hold on a minute. Something that I thought was interesting in this article by the Washington Post, they cited a report that was conducted by BuzzFeed, where BuzzFeed spoke with a number of Twitter employees that said, in part, quote, "A lot of employees at Twitter can suspend a user's account," a former employee of the company told BuzzFeed, "but far fewer, only hundreds, have the power to deactivate one. There was some discussion at the company about special protections on verified or high-profile accounts, but that extra measures were never implemented," the unnamed source said. So when it comes to security concerns, how did you guys respond to the deactivation? Do you echo some of the sentiments that you've seen online?
All right, so first off, it's such a giant brouhaha, I thought, over nothing. But actually, I've now come to the conclusion it's not nothing. But before we get to that, I've got to read you the first tweet that Trump comes back with when his account's back on. He says, "My Twitter account was taken down for 11 minutes by a rogue employee. I guess the word must finally be getting out and having an impact."
That's right. Grace read that. Yes,
yeah. So,
right. But what was
no,
that?
No, mean? No. Wait, of course it's had an impact. You're the effing president. Like he just.
But
he
I don't even know what it means. Words getting out, like.
No, no.
Did he not think they were going through before? Are you guys getting this? We got the tweets. We got them.
No, like he's such a weird guy. He watches Fox and Friends and he thinks.
Are these going?
Everybody is watching Fox and Friends. So when they talk about it, he's like, everybody's talking about we have to investigate the Democrats.
You know, the great. Right?
So when this is him saying, like, you know, I'm finally having an impact. That's why they were trying to shut down my account. Dude, you're the president. Of course it had an impact. What do you mean the word's getting out? You have 41 million followers. You're the most powerful man on earth. He's so weird. He's so insecure. Okay, that's just a side note.
No, I found it to be a puzzling tweet. I like the idea that he's like, are you getting this? That's great, Grace. Chippy, well done. I'm blessed with one, I'm like everybody else. I mean, I'm aware that there's nothing special about me. But I also know that I'm not like everyone else in a different context. Like, I don't think what I do is what everybody does, right? Mm-hmm. Like, but you're right, Trump watches Fox and Friends. We all live in bubbles. We all have to be conscious of living in bubbles, right? But you know, I don't think because I'm a really big Oakland A's fan that everybody loves the A's. Like, mm-hmm. People don't want me to come in and talk about the A's game last night. They're not interested. Like, mm-hmm. I know that instinctively, right? He thinks whatever he did, he says it all the time in his tweets. People are talking about it. He said it in the tweet today, right? Right, about people are asking, hey, people are demanding an investigation into Hillary Clinton. Because, you know, 28 people responded to his tweet that he read, and he's like, oh, wow, people are demanding this.
Yeah. So now to the substance of it, Blake Hounshell kind of swung me saying, seriously, what if this person had tweeted about a fictional nuclear strike on North Korea? Ooh, Twitter does kind of have to get a handle on that.
Yeah, I think that's the issue that has been brought up, where people are saying, okay, yeah, this was sort of a petty last day of work, giant fuck you that this Twitter employee carried out. Cool. I mean, when we can say like, oh yeah, like whatever, he was able to get away with this and no harm, no foul, right? But there could have been some real damage done by someone being able to access the president of the free world's Twitter account.
No.
You don't agree, Ben?
I mean, yeah, but they didn't. I got
but
it.
But they could have.
Then Twitter should fire the person who does that. That's obvious. They would have. Mm-hmm. That's why the person did it on their last day, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yes, of course, it's fireable offense. What, you want to turn it into a crime?
No, it's not a crime. That's crazy.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're right the first time. It's not a big deal. That person would get fired. They did it on their way out the door because they thought it was funny. It was. And that, yes, if they had done that and this guy said, yes, of course, someone could hack the president's account. But did we not think that someone at Twitter could hack the account? Of course they could. They're Twitter. They run it.
So I know, but we're in a unique situation. I was about to say super unique. Okay. Anyway, where you've got two madmen on each side, and if like Obama's Twitter account got hacked into and said, "Hey, I just launched nukes against North Korea," nobody would believe that, right? But if Trump said that, you could easily believe that. And then on the other side of it, if it was the Russians, they'd be like, "Let us check first, right, see if missiles are in sky."
I think they're always checking, right? But yes.
Okay. Whereas Kim Jong Un would be like, "He launched. Go, okay, go!" Right.
The problem isn't with Twitter. The problem is with Trump, right? I mean, that he's so reckless that you could think that. I mean, so what's the solution? Twitter should say don't do that.
So you don't think that Twitter should adjust their security measures to suit what we know is an impulsive president?
I assume they already do. I mean, I imagine.
But they don't. That's somebody what I think is crazy.
Ultimately,
hundreds of people
someone,
have this
there's going to be some protocol. Okay, so make it 40. This seems like a waste of time. Twitter will handle this. Ultimately, you're going to have some people who could fix the account and therefore hack it if they so chose.
Yeah, so guys, I kind of agree with both of you guys because I think that this particular incident is the biggest no big deal of all time, right? Yeah. So his account was off for 11 minutes and the world didn't stop turning. I know we all want to see the next insane tweet. Don't worry, after it was turned back on, he did a lot of insane tweets. Okay, he had him pent up for 11 whole minutes. Okay, but on the other hand, since the president used it for policy, he announced the head of the Federal Reserve on Twitter. That's crazy. Okay, first of all foreign leaders, don't do anything based on his tweets. Wait till there's an actual official statement from the US government, okay? But if you're Twitter and all of a sudden you're a private company and it's not a crime for somebody at your company to do something wrong, it's a firing offense. You wouldn't normally do that. Mm-hmm. But for the president, not for celebrities, but for the president, you probably have to put that on lockdown, almost like a nuclear Twitter football, right? Where you go, okay, this cannot be touched because if somebody sends the wrong tweet, and by the way, he sends the wrong tweets. I mean, he's this close to have already done what we're all worried that North Korea would misinterpret. He told North Korea in one tweet that we were locked and loaded. Okay, in another tweet he said about North Korea, they won't be around much longer. That's kind of the nightmare scenario we're envisioning, which he's already done. But come on, Twitter can't have 48 people have access to the president's Twitter account. What if one of them decides, oh, it'll be funny, the nukes are about to hit Pyongyang. Potentially not funny. Not at all funny.
It just seems like there are too many unsecured variables. And I almost sympathize with Twitter because they never expected that they would be put into this public platform. I mean, they're obviously a public platform, but they never thought that the leader of the free world would be using Twitter, their social media application that was meant for our 140 characters or less dumb ideas, to be implementing and announcing policy. So I think that they're sort of scrambling here. And I think that they were just caught a little bit with their pants down in, fortunately, a very innocuous way when the account was deactivated.
That's the same exact way they got in trouble with Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, that is exactly what happened with that.
I was almost going to explain that one too.
All right,
okay.
Unfortunately, that segue was all too appropriate for the next story.
Oh. God.
New allegations of sexual harassment, assault, and misconduct have been raised against actor Kevin Spacey, this time coming from the set of House of Cards. In a detailed report by CNN, people that worked on the set with Kevin Spacey, witnesses have all come forward speaking out against his misconduct. All eight people, each of whom spoke to CNN on the condition of anonymity for fear of professional repercussions for speaking out, described Spacey's behavior as predatory, saying it included non-consensual touching and crude comments and targeted production staffers who were typically young and male. Now, following the allegations released by actor Anthony Rapp, Spacey said through his publicist on Wednesday that he was seeking unspecified treatment. Now, since that even came out, that publicist, Stacey Wolf, said she and Creative Arts Agency were parting ways with the actor. Production of season 6 of the series was shut down this week. Netflix, the production company, Media Rights Capital, issued a joint statement Tuesday to say that they are reviewing the situation and to address any concerns of our cast and crew. Spacey is also one of the show's executive producer. Now, the report goes into a lot of detail of allegations, people coming forward and speaking on the record, though again anonymous, and in part what they echo is the following. Quote, I have no doubt that this type of predatory behavior was routine for him and that my experience was one of many and that Kevin had few, if any, qualms about exploiting his status and position. This is coming from a crew member who drove him to set. It was a toxic environment for young men who had to interact with him at all in the crew, cast, background actors. The other people who worked on House of Cards with whom CNN spoke all supported the idea that the set could be toxic for young men because of Spacey. A crew member who worked on the show for all 6 seasons said that Spacey routinely harassed and touched him. Netflix and MRC have sort of scrambled to issue statements with these new allegations coming forward. Netflix is saying that they were just made aware of an incident that occurred 5 years ago on the set of House of Cards, and they are trying to figure out if it was resolved swiftly, which they said they were informed that it was. MRC, the production company behind House of Cards, issued a separate statement on Thursday saying, quote, "We have consistently reinforced the importance of employees reporting any incident without fear of retaliation, and we have investigated and taken appropriate actions following any complaints. For example, during our first year of production in 2012, someone on the crew shared a complaint about a specific remark and gesture made by Kevin Spacey. Immediate action was taken following our review of the situation, and we are confident the issue was resolved promptly to the satisfaction of all involved. Mr. Spacey willingly participated in a training process, and since that time, MRC has not been made aware of any other complaints involving Mr. Spacey." Now, this specifically really doesn't hold up, that because obviously there are a whole bunch of people coming forward saying that allegations had that situations had come out following this incident in 2012, and but they
I thought they said they hadn't been reported though. Now
but they'd been spoken to by other people on the crew. So obviously these people didn't sound like they were actually comfortable to come forward for fear of losing their job, which was something that a lot of people were saying. One crew member says, quote, "Who is going to believe crew members? You're going to get fired." Another person said it was very known that Kevin was inappropriate, and males I worked with complained to me about how they felt uncomfortable. So Ben, I'm just going to toss it over to you because you're the movie guy. What was your response to all these accusations, I guess, of the TV show and how Netflix handled it, MRC?
I don't know. We don't know how they handled it yet. They said they handled it 5 years ago. People hadn't come to them. If they hadn't come to them, then theoretically there's nothing they could have done. Although you would think after one incident, then what we're seeing now, you would go and have a staff-wide meeting and say, hey, anybody with any complaint, you don't have anything to fear, and you come to us. And it does not appear they did that. So, you know, we're living in a different world now, and it feels like that world is never going to go backwards. It feels like this is a significant, we've reached a tipping point that seemed obvious even before Kevin Spacey, the allegations against Kevin Spacey came about. I hope they deal with this swiftly. I'm curious, I would love to have seen, because all these companies, NPR as well as the MRC and Netflix, they all claim that they addressed these issues with these powerful people at each of these institutions. I would like to have seen how those were addressed, right? Because I don't imagine. I have no way of knowing. I doubt Kevin Spacey got a real dressing down, right? He's executive producer of the show. The show is Kevin Spacey. Certainly was 5 years ago, right? I mean, you couldn't have gone on. The show wouldn't. Now they could probably go on without him. They could probably get another season, which they say is their last. They could probably get, if they got rid of him, they might be able to get 2 or 3 seasons out of it. But back then they couldn't. So I'm curious when they say they dealt with it swiftly and Kevin participated. Like I would love to know exactly what that meant.
And that they say, you know, that they felt that they had dealt with it in a way that was comprehensive. But it obviously that didn't really bleed down to the lower ranks of people working on the show. They still felt that they could only confide in other people that were of that same level. Because again, you're talking about against the executive producer of the show.
They even went up a level, because there are a couple instances there where like a PA would say something to an AD, and the AD would say, "Hey, man, you know, this is what it's like.
This is
that
what
sucks,
it is,
right?
Yeah.
You know, I'll buy you a coffee."
It was
a
well-known culture of that show.
Right, so I don't know. We don't know what they did. We don't know whether that's sufficient. And of course, these are private matters. So the whole point is that you wouldn't have announced to the show that Kevin Spacey had been charged, had been accused of something. But you would think that maybe, at least now we know that if somebody comes forward, you got to go to the whole company and say, hey, you guys need to feel comfortable coming forward, and please do. But they obviously didn't. That doesn't appear to be in the case 5 years ago. Or it wasn't the case 5 years ago.
All right. So, you know, I made the mistake of checking the comments on one of our other sexual harassment videos. And and look, guys, you know, back in the good old days of YouTube, and you could actually look at the comments and get something out of it, even if it was a critique. You'd be like, oh, okay, that's an interesting point. Now, of course, there's lots of craziness going on there. But so a lot of the guys were not all, and remember the trolls are a tiny, tiny percentage of the audience, but a lot of them were like, oh man, now you're gonna punish people for crude comments, that's not a thing. No, look, there's several different things going on here. One is, if you got a crude comment of two different citizens that ran across each other at a bar, that's one thing. It's another when someone can control your job and keeps making crude comments at you in an effort to hit on you. That's sexual harassment in the workplace. And that's the least of it here. You've got non-consensual touching. Gone. You can't have that. That's crazy, let alone by the boss, mm-hmm. right? And then it's not one person, it's eight people. And then there's the underage people that Spacey in a different context is alleged to have done
the first accusation.
And I do think an important component to the story too is his predatory behavior was predominantly expressed towards men, and men are, as we know, statistically far less likely to come forward with their allegations of abuse because there's such a stigma against sexual abuse and men, and there's a heavy shame.
I didn't know that. It makes sense.
Yeah, just check out. I mean, I was reading in preparation for this story. Just head on to rain.org, RAINN.org, and you can read about the statistics of men who are under. Report any sexual abuse. So I think that's a component in this story as well, along with the power dynamic that was at play when, again, I just can't get over the fact that how are you going to complain about the misconduct of the executive producer and lead actor, Academy Award winning, Emmy winning behavior, who I think you make a great point, Ben. He was the show. Yeah. House of Cards was Kevin Spacey. You tuned in because it was a Kevin Spacey project. So I sympathize so much with the men coming forward, the people coming forward, because they must have felt so incredibly powerless.
Yeah, and I think that what I'm trying to get beyond, probably needlessly so, is people who think like, come on, guys, in the old days, there's a big star. The big star hits on the actresses on the set, or in this case, the guys on the set, and that's just life, right? Well, it depends. It depends on the power dynamic. He's the executive producer. He could fire you. So that's not, come on, if you don't sleep with me, maybe I fire you. And he doesn't have to say that too. With the boss, it could be an implicit threat. And so it's much harder to complain about the boss. So it's not, come on, anything.
And this is a business. Somebody wrote about this today, and I apologize for not recalling who it was. But why we're at least now reading about so much of this in the entertainment industry is because it's a particularly vulnerable subset of people. You know, the overwhelming majority of people in the Screen Actors Guild, they're not going to make a dollar this year, right? You know, these jobs are enormously hard to get, and they're hard to get in production too. And you're in this business, and you get a job, and you get a job on a successful show that appears to run. Netflix is throwing money around. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm on this show. The show could run 7 years. I could relax. I could take a deep breath. I'm going to make at least 40 grand from this run of this show this year, and maybe I don't even have to get another gig. And so, yeah, and under that, given that situation, you think, well, I'm not going to rock the boat. So then it becomes incumbent on Netflix and MRC to have stepped forward in a way to make this that they clearly didn't do. But I don't think anybody, hardly, in each of the cases, that I don't know whether anybody did. In the cases we're reading about, companies haven't moved with the speed which way they are moving now in the wake. It's only been 4 weeks since the New York Times broke the first Weinstein story.
Yes, unbelievable.
4 weeks, and we've seen a total change in how this is dealt with, and obviously each day is a different revelation.
We have changed the time space continuum.
That's right.
Things are moving so fast. Harvey Weinstein feels like years ago.
That's right. Four weeks.
Only 4 weeks ago. That's amazing. All right, we got to take a break here, guys. When we come back, a controversy around Caitlyn Jenner. Are you allowed to use her pictures in a certain way? And then white nationalists with bombs. Okay, we'll be back. All right, back on the Young Turks, Cenk, Ben, and Grace Hacksaw Bullridge.
That's what we're going with. Let's try a new nickname every time we're on the panel. Just see which one sticks.
I think Hacksaw's good.
And you're a star of Murder with Friends.
Yeah.
It just makes a lot of sense.
Alleged star. Alleged. It has not been proven.
Okay. Two tweets for you guys. No Way writes in, how could someone do more damage with Trump's Twitter account than Trump does? So fair enough. And then Gabby Murray is getting a t-shirt for this. We're living in a fucked up world where a fictional president is held more to account over sexual assault charges than the real one.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. That's a mic dropper.
Mm.
That's, I hadn't wow. even
I
that.
Mean,
right.
Trump literally said, you grab them without permission. Well, not literally.
It's the same, you know, it's reminiscent of the Rose McGowan arrest warrant, right? Mm-hmm. Did you cover that story at all?
No.
She got the arrest warrant. There's some like a narcotic powder was found on something she left on the plane. It was from January. I can't imagine that it's tied to this. She thought maybe it was, and I don't have any idea that you had to get the Loudoun County Sheriff's involved or the airport authority. But nonetheless, it gave the point of, so Rose McGowan has been charged with a crime, but not Harvey Weinstein. Right, mm-hmm. And you couldn't.
Yeah,
and
but that's but those are two separate things. Right?
I got you. That's right.
Yeah. This is the same thing. President Trump said, "You grab him by the pussy, you don't even ask them; you just kiss them." And Kevin Spacey has been fired for grabbing people without permission. Fictional president fired, real president not fired. Same exact thing.
Yeah, I fear that if we were allowed people to vote on whether Kevin Spacey should keep his job, he'd keep.
Well, he's right. Gay, so that might come out a little differently, because then the right wing would be like, you can't grab a guy like that. That's ridiculous. That's for the women, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Anyway, all right, I want to tell you guys about one quick thing, okay? So, cool thing about ShopTYT is that now you guys can also get rewards. And I like that we're making you guys part of the Young Turks, as we always try to do. So, if you refer people to ShopTYT.com and they buy something, first of all, everybody's a winner. Merry Christmas. They're going to get 15% off, and you're going to get $5 on your next purchase. You can get cool shirts like this. We are the ones who knock the Young Turks.
I think, so, or you could also get, I think, my shirt, right?
Your shirt is incredibly popular. Kofefe, whenever I wear these, Ben just told me this before we started the show.
I don't wear any of these shirts because most of them were designed by you or they're your standard of t-shirt, so they're horrible. But this one actually seems better. I mean, like the Roger Stone criticism of Cenk was that he wears clothes that look like Hanes t-shirts that come in the 3-pack, right? Uh-huh. That's because that's what you think a t-shirt is, right?
Yeah.
And those are horrible. But this one is nicer. Is a slightly.
Yeah. How is that for an ad?
What a
TYT,
burn.
Keeping it real. Okay, so but what we're talking about is Kofefe. Whenever I wear that shirt,
all right.
People come up and say hi, and they'll comment on the show. And I'm sorry, the shirt. And sometimes half the time it'll be about the show. They're like Kofefe. Oh,
they
cool. Yeah. Hey, Cenk, right? But half the time they don't know the show at all. They're like, oh, that's a cool shirt.
So I threw this on, not expecting to like it. I was like, wait a minute, I kind of like this shirt. And then I wore it to the airport, and like 9 people stopped me.
Yeah, so if you want to make friends, get the Kofefe shirt at shoptyt.com. And plus, refer someone, and they'll get 15% off. Anyway, go to the frequently asked questions, and you'll get all the details. And then they tell me that you're going to get points, that you're going to get, I love the points, but you're going to get points for being born. Okay, now I'm going to go to the frequently asked questions and find out what that's about.
Check.
Anyway, the reason that Ben doesn't like these shirts is because, look, I'm a goofy guy. One of the shirts is too strong. Okay, we're the ones who knock. You've got that kind of theme, right? But I want you guys to have that swagger, right? That's what we're trying to do here. So they're not coming for us, we're coming for them.
I don't mind that. I'm talking about the quality of the shirt.
That's a different thing.
Ben is
only one way to find out.
Yeah. Only one way to find out.
You know, they make t-shirts like nice, and this is a good one though, and that maybe they're better now. Because I know that Jesus everybody wanted to change him and wanted to rebel against you because you're so wrong, and so maybe Jesus has taken charge and made some. Because this one's nice. I like this one.
How sensitive is like your back and chest area to these shirts? Like I've always just liked they feel fine to me. They're all
not,
fine.
Again, not if he had his way.
Oh man, nobody keeps it real like the Young Turks. All right, shoptyt.com.
Yeah, shoptyt.com.
It's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what's inside, apparently.
Oh my gosh. All right. Over to me on that note, my very comfortable button up. A Texas restaurant has come under fire after they installed a photo of Caitlyn and Bruce Jenner on their men's and women's restrooms. Let's take a look at the photo. That is from a restaurant called Doty's Place. It's a Cajun restaurant in Texas. And the photo went viral when it was tweeted out by Dallas Morning News editor Dom DiFurio. He says, "What's going on here, Dallas?" Although the installation had been up for approximately 2 months before this set the internet abuzz. Now, the restaurant has issued a statement that it reads, in part, "It was merely a lighthearted gesture to push back against the political correctness that seems to have a stranglehold on this country right now. We believe that political correctness has done more to silence rather than encourage important discussions that our society probably needs to have. Based on the mind-boggling feedback, both positive and negative, people are having that discussion. However, name-calling and words like transphobic, deviant, racist, homophobic, bigot, etc., deserve nothing but to continue to divide us instead of uniting us. After all, we are all part of the same race, the human race. Surely we can discuss this topic and many others without slapping hurtful labels on each other. Please know that we are here to discuss this and move forward as a community. Everyone is welcome here." Now, for their part, PFLAG has also issued a statement. This comes from Liz Owen, because I think it's important just to hear both sides on this. Liz Owen, Director of Communications for PFLAG National, the nation's largest organization uniting LGBTQ people, their families and allies, says, "Sharing pre-transition images of any transgender person is mean-spirited and potentially damaging. It's especially cruel at a time when our trans loved ones' rights and lives are under attack on all fronts. From small local businesses to county schools, districts, and state legislatures, all the way up to the highest offices of the land, fighting for our families isn't about political correctness. It's about survival." So, I feel very weird about tossing to an all cisgender panel of being like, "What do you guys think? Funny or not? Final word." Because you don't know someone's experience until you walk in their shoes. So with that said, what did you guys think? Was this a funny joke or not?
Well, I was going to go back to you and ask you.
Sure. Okay. I'm not trans at all, but I have experienced gender dysphoria. So I understand a little bit, you know, because I am obviously masculine of center on the conventional spectrum of how I present my gender. I don't know how to really describe, you know what I mean? I'm just me, okay? Like, and I wear boys clothing.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Hacksaw Baldridge here, okay? And I don't conform, man. This is what I think about this. I think that it's a joke in poor taste, but I also understand that people feel strongly about political correctness in the sense of they do feel like you can't make any sort of a joke. The restaurant did say that they want to have a discussion. I'd be curious about that. Are they speaking with trans individuals in their community? Are they trying to better understand the community? Or was this sort of, you know, they didn't expect that this would go viral and they just wanted to put it on the bathroom stalls? Did they think about the bathroom bills that are being passed that really do infringe on the rights of trans individuals? I don't know. I don't know what the thought process was here. You know, I don't think that they really did think of their trans brothers and sisters when they put this forward. That said, I'm not going to say that they are that you're not welcome here and they obviously hate all people and let's boycott the restaurant. I don't think that that fosters the discussion that they apparently want to have. I would just encourage them to really be intentional if they are seeking that platform.
I didn't, you know, look, I didn't take it that way at all, but I'm glad that you read the PFLAG statement because I hear that and that's relevant.
I mean, and also we're talking about, you know, trans people are 22 times more likely to attempt suicide than the general public.
Yeah, so
are they really, like, is it the butt of the joke that you want to have? Maybe, I mean, maybe
but
that's
But I didn't
hilarious.
Take it as the butt of the joke.
Right.
I took it because what's different about Caitlyn Jenner is that she's a gigantic celebrity who did a show about it, you know, was a Kardashian-like and never met a television camera, never met a display of their image that they didn't like. So I'm less concerned about Caitlyn than the rest of the trans world.
And that's also another thing that I came down on, like, too, because I really do feel like, is this less a joke about the trans community and more a joke about Caitlyn Jenner, who has is vilified herself by the trans community because she really hasn't stood up for them. Remember, she endorsed Donald Trump.
Yeah, this was about celebrity. I mean, Bruce Jenner was incredibly famous. Caitlyn is even more famous. To me, I took it as, but again, I will confess naivete and not thinking about it properly. But I was like, it doesn't seem transphobic to me because Caitlin is on the women's room. Like, it seemed like a full acknowledgement of the transition. And so, and I thought, oh, that's clever. But I just stopped there. I literally stopped there. I didn't know what the, but now I, you know, I imagine that some of the reaction they're getting is pretty awful. I'm thinking of hostile, of those, the reaction that might be hostile to trans people. Maybe, you know, if they're getting, so overall I would go, hey, it's probably not worth it.
Well, look, guys, I think this is a great example of people living in their different bubbles and taking their different perceptions to it. So if you're not trans, I'm going to keep it real. Most people, including, you know, my initial reaction was, what's the big deal? I'm being just honest about it. I was like, and look, like to Ben's point, the bad guys don't want people who transition, like women like Caitlyn Jenner who transitioned, to go to the women's bathroom. They think she should be forced to go to the male bathroom, right?
That's insane, and
her picture in this case is in the women's bathroom. And to me, like, okay, you don't want to see, we're not allowed to put up pictures of you from before. Well, that, I don't understand it. Okay, so now if that's all you do and you stop there and you go, and hence you're wrong, you haven't done the right thing. Okay, the next thing you have to do is, okay, well then let me look at it from their perspective. Why are they upset? And so when you see that, you know, what Gray said about the rate of suicide is 22 times higher for trans people, because that's, you know how much crap they go through. And then when you think about it for a second, you read that statement, you go, how many times have they had people put up pictures of what they used to look like and what they look like now and go, ha ha, at work, at family gatherings, et cetera, in their personal lives? And so we, not having lived through that experience, have no idea how painful that is. Okay, now at the same time, the trans community, you gotta like understand that the other people did not have your experience. So that's why, when this becomes a giant controversy, it is unfortunately off-putting to a lot of people who don't bother to think about it. They look at it and go, what's the big deal, man? That was his picture and then now that's her picture. What's the big deal? God, these people make such a big deal out of it. Oh. And then I'm afraid that somehow, sometimes that might minimize the things that are giant deals, right? That's a tough balance to strike. And then finally, to Ben's point, which I hadn't thought of either, the Caitlyn Jenner situation is really unique because it's a celebrity. You can't take away Bruce Jenner's old pictures. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that at that time, he had won. He was one of the most famous
athletes. He won the decathlon, yeah.
He won the decathlon. He was one of the most famous athletes in the world. There's a million pictures of him out there. This is not like, ha ha, this is what Bob used to look like and now it's Sally.
The spirit
and
of that,
let's make fun of them. Yeah, it doesn't feel that way.
It felt respectful to me. That was my first thought. I was like, oh, clever and respectful. But I hear them, and that might not be the way trans people take it. So.
I think at the end of the day, I was actually pretty impressed by the statement released by the restaurant, in the sense that they were like, all right, we're being called out for something. I hope that they would be receptive to what they're hearing from people in the trans community that were hurt by this, or at least to understand their experience a little bit more. I hope that it's, you know, you can always combat any sort of ignorance with education. And I think that we've talked a little bit before about living in a bubble, and we all need to burst our bubbles and get out of our bubbles a little bit and just understand each other a little bit more. That breeds empathy, which is, you know, what I'm all about. So, you know, at the end of the day, it feels like, you know, I don't know. I agreed with what you were saying, Cenk. It's hard to come down and be like, I'm offended by this. Like, it's not the point. You're reducing someone's experience. I'm not being articulate on this. I feel super uncomfortable discussing the issues of a community which I'm not a part of. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand that. I think it goes to the perspectives that I was talking about.
I don't want to make any assertions because I don't know. I haven't walked in these shoes.
So, and it might even be easy for me to say, hey, let's both hear each other's sides out, and for me to say to the trans community, understand that it's not going to appear to be a big deal to the rest of the people, and so don't, you know, get super mad at them about that. And that maybe that's a super easy thing for me to say because I'm not trans and I didn't have to deal with the thousand things that they have had to deal with and the pain that they have dealt with you know, the reaction from the general community, which is what we're all working to make better. I hope the good guys at least are working to make better. And then for everybody else, just for one second, walk in their shoes. And after you've done that, and after thinking about how much scorn that particular community has gotten throughout all of these years, right? So then you might understand a little bit better about why they might be, in your mind, overly sensitive about something like an old picture. Because you didn't live their life where people made fun of them based on old pictures. And then that sometimes led to things that were far worse than just making fun of. So let's just try to understand each other a little bit better. And I'm with you, I don't think the company itself, the restaurant, I think that they tried to seem to foster that. So the way that they handled it was not that bad. But I could be wrong about that too, that's my perspective. All right, guys, we gotta go. We love you. Sorry we didn't get to the white nationalist making the bomb story. That's okay, you'll live. Let's go to Allisonving, justiceevergrace.com/Allison98,234 people away from 3,000. Let's do it anyway. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.